Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Rolene Marx, are you with me? I nearly fell off my chair when I saw that Recep Tayyip Erdogan called Bougie Herzog.
Yes, he did. So are we seeing a change in the relationship between Israel and Turkey? We are starting to see a significant thawing ice in a number of foreign affairs platforms. The first is that we have to discuss is Tayyip Erdogan. He's the president of Turkey. As you all know, that ties with Turkey have been strained in the last couple of years. But Erdogan, speaking to his counterpart, Isaac Herzog, last night, talking to each other about the importance of ties, what this means for the security and stability of the region, and also the importance of maintaining dialogue and connection. So maybe the ice is starting to thaw a little bit, a very, very good thing.
Very good thing indeed. Wasn't the only development as far as foreign affairs is concerned. A couple of things happening in Israel, no?
Quite a lot of things are happening. You know, for a long time, and I know some of our listeners are not going to like this, but for a long time, a lot of our foreign policy decisions were frozen as the previous prime minister was kind of the de facto foreign minister as well. We had Gabi Ashkenazi, who represented us with so much dignity, but at the end of the day, a lot of the decisions weren't made by the foreign minister. Now we are seeing something very, very different. Yesterday, for the first time in a decade, an Israeli foreign minister was invited into the European Union summit, and he addressed the committee on foreign affairs. He spoke about a two-state solution, the new government, the circle of peace that is widening, but also the importance that, you know, while we want to see a two-state solution come into effect, we also need to understand that this cannot put Israel at great risk. Also, coupled with that, Lapid met with Jens Stoltenberg. He is the Secretary General of NATO, another very, very important alliance, another very important organization. We need to have more of a role, especially in light of regional developments. And they spoke about a lot of things, cyber, intelligence, global warming, maritime security, and Lapid invited Secretary General Stoltenberg to Israel. So these are very, very positive developments. And, you know, a lot of us looking from a very analytical perspective and thinking, you know, maybe with a change of government, is Israel going to be viewed more favorably than perhaps we have been in the past? And, you know, while it's still very, very early days, we are certainly seeing a lot of the thawing of relations between Israel and many other foreign bodies.
And just kind of related to that, Rolene, is your government holding this strange coalition that was cobbled together with such desperate parties?
It is still holding. We have had a few slight bumps in the road, as was to be expected. We had one earlier this week with Ra'am saying that they're going to hold off on certain votes. I think it's been communicated to them that, you know, if you want to advance legislation that will benefit in your community, you have to be a part of this coalition. You have to be a working part. But it is working. Very mixed reviews because it is still early days in polls, mm-hmm. but, you know, I'm not one for believing the polls. I can definitely see the temperature in Israel seems to be a lot more positive, a lot of expectations, and a lot of new hope coming with this new coalition.
Let's move on to talking about the Durban 4 conference. Czech Republic and Austria apparently going to boycott.
Well, this becomes a list that is growing longer by the day, much to our delight. But the Czech Republic and Austria become the latest countries joining Australia, the United Kingdom, Germany, Italy, Hungary, the United States, and various others in boycotting the 30th anniversary of the Durban Conference Against Racism. Now, on Twitter last night, tweeting in both Czech and in English, the Czech Republic foreign minister said that the concerns about anti-Semitism and the misuse of the platform to attack Israel possibly is what the reason that they are staying away. And they said they will continue to fight racism, discrimination, and promote human rights. In other words, you know, we don't need your conference to be able to do that. We're going to go ahead with that anyway. So seen as a very, very positive sign coming from Europe, joining the United States and our big ally down under, the Australians, in boycotting this event.
Rolene, COVID and Israel, there's talk of administration of a third vaccine shot. Talk to us about that. That's concerning.
It shouldn't be concerning. It's actually another time that Israel is doing a world first. We started rolling out a third shot for the immunocompromised. Right now it is restricted to anybody who is immunocompromised. We, of course, want to protect as much of our population as possible. Big efforts pushing ahead to vaccinate eligible teens and to vaccinate people over the age of 50 who've maybe not had their shots, maybe been a bit skeptical. We really, really want to protect this country, want to protect her people, and want to make sure that we can open up to tourism as soon as possible. At the moment, there is a surge in the daily count of cases. However, the serious cases are still pretty stable as we speak. So it's another push by our government to make sure that Israelis are protected. But right now, and I know we are out of time. For those of you, wondering where Israel is, looking at South Africa, we're all watching with great concern, great worry at developments in South Africa. A lot of us have family, friends, all of you guys, and a plea from all of us to all of you to just please stay safe.
Thanks for that, Rolene. That takes us to 5:30. Really do mean that. We will chat again tomorrow, you and I.